counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Kate Maloney from True Love Better.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20, the national countdown show for earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Enman, and I am in studio by myself this week, taking you through the countdown from 20 to number one, as well as features and much, much more. So hope you enjoy the next 2 hours of this program. Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations. You can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more at that website. It's earshot-online.com. And that's where we get the charts. And you can also find us online a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com. That's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook and at earshot20. Our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do it for you. We've had a lot of response from Facebook posts that we put up just a little earlier this week. So really happy about that. And part of that is coming up in this hour of the program. We're going to be talking to Lockie from Floodland. That's a band that we're touching base with to find out what they're working on. Also have Stephen Carla coming up in this hour of the program to tell us a little bit about entertainment news and the first 10 of the top 20 coming your way in this hour. So lots to look forward to, and some albums jumping into the charts, into the top 20 this week that were a little lower. Only one debut that we'll be telling you about in the top 10. And we'll kick things off right now. At number 20 this week, up from number 23 the week before, Pink Moth with their album Eclipsed. You're going to hear a track called Cheaper Wine. At number 19, up from 41, Big Jump for Matthew Barber and the album Big Romance. You'll hear a song called Magnet Eyes. And then coming in at number 18 this week, holding steady from last week, is Gord Downie and the Sadies. You'll hear from the album Conquering Sun, and the track is of the same title, The Conquering Sun. So there you go. Cheaper Wine right now, number 20 on the Earshot 20. It's Pink Moth. Stick around, there's more on the way.
Share all
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19. Shot 20. Number 18.
Yeah.
That was Gord Downie and the Sadies, sitting steady at number 18 this week. We will break from the charts now as we catch up with Lockie of the four-piece Halifax-based Floodland to chat. And you guys are working on your fourth studio album, so you've been together for a while. How did the band form?
It's a long story, and I'll try and sum it up for you. Aaron and Eamon, our lead singer and drummer, respectively, met at St. Effects. They were in the jazz program there. And that was probably about 6 years ago. And I'm from Ontario, and I came to Halifax about 4 years ago, and we met through the wonders of technology online and hit it off. And it's just been kind of going ever since. We met on Kijiji. It's like the weirdest place to meet. It wasn't on like the Mist Connections website or anything like that. But it's amazing how it's come together. And we all met at a Starbucks one day, and it's just been... We've been best friends ever since.
That's awesome. And so your fourth studio album in the work means that you've kind of been crafting and working on a sound that you guys have been creating over time. What sound do you go for when you're creating your music?
Well, you know, I think that's hard to say. Like, our last album was kind of an acoustic experiment. It was called Ampersand, and we did it over the course of a week in a cottage out in the valley just outside of Halifax. And we wanted to try something new, and I think that kind of has defined how we try and find our sound. Every album, we're trying to do something new and to experiment a little bit. So with this one, we're trying to kind of craft a sound we've been trying to attempt live, which is just kind of a dancey, loud, noisy, experimental rock sound.
And so that's what listeners can expect with this release. Do you have a title for it yet?
Yes, we do. And you might be the first person to hear it, actually. The title for the next album will be It's the Fire.
Very cool. And once the album's out, any plans to do some touring across Canada, East Coast? Do you know what you're going to be doing after it's released?
We've got a fair idea. Like, right now, we're kind of playing around the East Coast for the summer. We're looking at doing a tour. We'll probably head to Toronto and back a few times the fall of this year, and we're looking at doing a release sometime in 2015, early 2015, and I'm sure there'll be some extensive touring in there as well.
Well, a great East Coast group, Floodland, and you can find them online at floodlandband.com. Lockie, thanks for chatting with us.
Thank you very much.
Here's an Earshot Extra this week from Floodland. Coming up after that, Tune Yards down 6 spots to number 17. Stick around. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Yeah.
17. Number 16.
This is the last song I'll ever write for you. All of the notes are haven't you met? 'Cause you don't know me, and I don't know you, not like we used to.
That was Last Song by Jeremy Fisher, who's sitting on the charts this week at number 16, up from number 17 last week, off the album The Lemon Squeeze. And before that was Manchild, Tune Yards, sitting at number 17 this week, down from number 11. And before that, we heard from Floodland, and a big thanks to Lockie for joining us and chatting about their works and their projects that are on the go. You heard a song called Plastic Actress, and again, it's floodlandband.com if you're interested in finding out more about that great Canadian group. It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from Earshot-Online. Hope you're enjoying the show. Flying solo this week as Brian is out, but I get the pleasure of chatting with Stephen Karlick again this week. And after my week off, I must say, it was one of the things that I always look forward to in the week, so I'm happy to be back doing it. Welcome back to the program again.
You flatterer, you.
All right, so we're going to kick things off chatting first about Caribou and their return with a new album.
Yes. It has been a good minute since 2010's Swim, the last Caribou album, which was incredible. The new one was just announced this week. It is coming out October 7th through Merge, and it is called Our Love. The press release for the album says that, quote, Our Love is formed around a mixture of digital pop production, hip-hop-inspired beats, muted house bass lines, and a love of shuffling garage. It includes collaborations from Jesse Lanza and Owen Pallett, with mixing handled by David Wrench. Those who are fans will remember that Caribou and Owen Pallett released a 12-inch earlier this year that was collaborative. So I would imagine that a song that wasn't released will be on the album. The record is supposed to be Snaith's, quote, most soulful record. incorporating synthesizers, analog soul, occasionally downcast lyrics, and celebratory moods. You can see the track list and the album cover, as well as listening to a first single, online at exclaim.ca, where we reported on the story. He'll also be heading off on a fairly lengthy tour for the album, which in terms of Canadian dates so far will only hit Montreal and Toronto, but hopefully there are more dates in the works.
Hopefully, indeed. A band that, and artists, even Owen Pallett, familiar to the charts, and I'm sure that we'll hear from Caribou as well once this album is dropped and makes its rounds. We'll continue now and move on to P.S. I Love You, as they're detailing a new summer tour.
Yes, and actually a new album as well. Lots of new music being revealed this week. P.S. I Love You this week hid a cassette copy of their new album in a park in Toronto where they now live, which is kind of cool. For those who didn't find the tape, of course, they will be able to hear the album July 22nd. It's called For Those Who Stay, and it's being put out by Paper Bag Records. The album was made following frontman Paul Saunier's move from his hometown of Kingston to Toronto, but the band went back to Kingston to record it at the Bathhouse Studio, which is actually the first time they've recorded in a proper studio. Paul was also quoted as saying, "I think we made a very indulgent and decadent album because of the amount of high-quality gear at their disposal in the studio." So that's very exciting for fans of the band. And as you mentioned, they will be going on tour this summer, including stops at Sled Island in Calgary, North by Northeast in Toronto, Sappy Fest in Sackville, New Brunswick, as well as their own headlining shows in Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal. So lots to look forward to there, including that album on clear green vinyl for you vinyl aficionados.
And they're likely to pop up onto the charts too. P.S. I Love You has steadily been on the charts, and we've had an opportunity actually to talk to Paul on a number of occasions. So look forward to that. All right, Shad and Holy F are setting an inaugural Banff Polaris residency. Tell us what that's all about.
So Polaris Music Prize has announced plans to launch a residency program at the Banff Centre in Alberta's Rocky Mountains. It's going to be a collaborative residency, always involving two artists. The inaugural one is going to feature Holy S, who is Brian Borchert, who also is part of Dusted, and rapper Shad, which will be excellent, I think. That's really exciting, really cool. Holy S have always been sort of an avant-garde, exciting, very visceral kind of musical project. And Shad is an excellent rapper. The two of them together, I cannot see it going wrong. Very cool. It's also sort of an extra award from the Polaris Music Prize. It's only open to artists who have previously been shortlisted, so they made it to the top 10. Shad, of course, has been shortlisted twice for TSOL in 2010 and The Old Prince in 2008, while Holy F were shortlisted in 2008 for their self-titled album. So it's a very cool thing, and I'm especially looking forward to hearing what they come up with. It really can't be a bad thing.
No, and I'm seeing lots of perks here, too, including some studio time, a film, a documentary, a pressing of the collaboration and the works that they come up with. So it all sounds very interesting.
Yeah, and actually, so speaking of that 7-inch pressing, which will be coming out, of course, another company, Adult Swim, who are the company behind very cool cartoons you'll catch late night on Teletoon and elsewhere, they're coming out with their 2014 singles program. Every year they come out with one of these where they put out 7-inches by a very well-curated list of artists. This year, their 2014 set will include Tim Hecker, rapper Future, Black Metal Troupe Death Heaven, Stoner Squad Sleep, Giorgio Moroder, a whole bunch of really, really cool artists. Captain Murphy, who, of course, is Flying Lotus's rap alter ego. So all kinds of cool stuff coming out there. Of course, they release them sort of one per week sort of thing online, and we'll be posting those on exclaim.ca. So keep an eye out. They're always really cool, these one-off songs that are always always excellent. Giorgio Moroder, of course, will have the first one, and it will be out later this week.
All right. Sounds interesting. We'll keep you on the line because, of course, you're going to join us in the second hour of the program. Give us a little bit more news. But we're going to jump back into the charts now. And we have an artist on the charts that we talked about a little earlier in this segment. Owen Pallett is coming in at number 15 this week with his album In Conflict. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
strung out on the highway, the car inverted. What are you but a drum and a tube and a wire? Black heart, a fire in the dark. A fire in the dark.
Thank you. till I promise not to run.
Never Gonna Love You Again is from I Never Learn, and Licky Lee's new album, sitting at 14 this week and holding steady at number 14. That's where she sat the week before. In before that, Owen Pallett, In Conflict, and you heard a song of the same name, In Conflict, the title track off of that album. It's the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmond, in studio all alone this week, but that's okay. We're keeping things moving along very steady, and we're going to keep the charts going now and let you know what's coming in next. And in next is Cloud Nothings at number 13 this week, and they are holding steady at number 13. Lots of steady placement on the charts. And it's from the album Here and Nowhere Else. Stick around. We'll be back one more time before the program, before this hour of the program is complete. You're listening to The Earshot 20.
I'm not falling, we move forward.
Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Well, I know my sins and sorrow.
I know my sins and sorrow.
But I will tend my wounds tomorrow.
I'll tend my wounds tomorrow.
Oh, I know my sins and sorrow.
I know my sins and sorrow.
I said, Lord, don't take my body.
Lord, don't take my body.
Oh, cause I never hurt nobody.
I never hurt nobody.
Oh, well, I said, Lord, don't you take my body.
Said, Lord, don't take my body.
No, you don't know my brother, he's a broken bone. Well, a kicking horse on a crooked road. Don't mind my brother, he's a marionette. Well, a sinking stone when he's holding his breath. I said, Lord, don't have mercy on me. I'm looking for a light in the darkest street. Oh, Lord, don't you have mercy on me. I'm looking for a light in the darkest street. Oh, rivers and rocks. Widow and wind, I left my body, but I didn't leave my mind. Oh, rivers and roads, widow and wind, I left my body, but I didn't leave my mind.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
Liberated, I'm liberated, and now I'm taking one last look as I leave it to rust.
Cause it seems to me I'm just another jagged gem, and we're both cut from the same stuff. I think in what I'm thinking of. Celebrating, I celebrate it enough. I take a deep, deep breath and it's filling my lungs. And I start to feel like I'm another shining stone among the everlasting rough. I think in what I'm thinking of. I think in what I'm thinking of. I think in what I'm thinking of. When every other kid on the block has a shotgun, I never know the difference.
That was Toy Guns by Tokyo Police Club, in at number 11 this week, down from number 8 the week before, their album Force Field, and a pretty poppy tune. In before that was Marionette, Ruben in the Dark, and they are sitting at number 12 this week, up from number 20 the week before. And Cloud Nothings at number 13 kicked off that set of three from their album Here and Nowhere Else. It was a song called Just See Fear. There you have it. The first 10 complete. That wasn't painful, was it? I don't think so. And we had a lot of fun counting down the top 10, or the first 10 albums, rather, and also chatting with Stephen Karlick and Lockie from Floodland. So thank you very much to them for joining us in this hour of the program. If you're just tuning in, you want to know a little bit more about the program, it's the Earshot 20, the national countdown show from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, normally joined by Brian Cleveland, but he's out this week, so flying solo. And we count down every week the top 20 albums charting from the national top 50, live out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. And then we record and send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. And I'd like to give a shout out to some of them right now. Bay of Islands Radio in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, UMFM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, CHLY in Nanaimo, BC, CKDU in Halifax, Nova Scotia, CFBX in Kamloops, BC, CFUV in Victoria, BC, CHMA in Sackville, New Brunswick, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CILU in Thunder Bay, Ontario, CJSF in Burnaby, BC, Cortez Community Radio in Mason's Landing, BC, Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia, The Scope at Ryerson University, EastCoastKitchenParty.net, Radio Laurier, Small Town Radio, Ontario's West Northumberland County, Axe Radio, Peach City Radio, CJMP in Powell River, BC, and CICV in Lake Mead, Cowichan, BC. Thank you very much to all of those stations for carrying the program. And you could also be listening to us if you download the program for radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thank you very much for tuning in. And stick around. Next hour of the program, we've got the top 10. Stephen Karlick joins us once again. And you're going to have your lowdown, give you a little bit of insight as to what's going to be debuting on the charts below the top 20. So you won't hear from them, but we'll give you a little snapshot of that. Stick around. There is much more on the way.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.